Scholastic Audio presents The Lines We Cross by Randa Abdel Fattah. Read by Tim Pocock and Candace Moll. Michael. I know two things for a fact. My parents are good people, and ever since I can remember, they've been angry about almost everything. I scan the area and see my dad, draped in the Australian flag, talking to Lee Chi, who's wearing a flag-top hat and holding a Turn Back the Boats banner. I negotiate my way through the crowd of people and flags on our side, ignoring the boos and taunts coming from the counter-protest. Hey, Michael. Dad pats me on the back. His forehead is glistening with sweat. Really happy you made it. It could be your big moment. I don't want to miss it. Appreciate it, mate. He takes a deep breath, wipes his forehead with the back of his hand and looks around nervously. Geez, it's hot under this. What do you think? Reckon the media will come? It's hard to tell. The numbers on our side of the protest are growing, but they're still small compared to the other mob. It's also hot. Really hot. One of those days where the heat is so oppressive you feel like meat being char-grilled on a hot plate. But then Khan and Andrew arrive and Dad's mood lifts. Khan's carrying a spade in one hand and a sign in the other. Start calling a spade, Islam equals terror. Andrew's dressed as a Spartan guard carrying a shield and a sign that says, Democracy started in Greece, protect our democracy. Dad's thrilled. Personally, he's not one for stunts, but he has an instinct for what will grab the media's attention. If somebody else is willing to wear spandex for the cause, he's not going to say no. Andrew asked me to take photos.